Many of the conversations about back to school have been pretty siloed. You hear from schools or teachers or parents, but not Monday's meeting called by the New Orleans City Council to bring together many of the key players for one big dialogue, and not surprisingly, they had a lot to say. Education reporter Aubrey Juhas has more.
What made Monday's meeting special was that almost everyone had a chance to speak. And that meant the meeting was long, more than 6 hours. The council heard from school and health officials, as well as parent and teacher representatives. After that, they heard from other community members in the form of 140 public comment cards. And while a lot was said, here's a quick recap. New Orleans Public Schools will start the school year virtually. And health officials say that even when schools do reopen, they'll likely close periodically due to COVID-19 outbreaks. This means that connectivity, a student's ability to connect their school laptop or other device to the internet, is more important than ever before.
We've been talking about closing that digital divide, and we've been talking about it in terms of the next few years before COVID. And now we realize that it's an issue we have to deal with in the next few weeks and months. To make sure that all our kids are connected and can learn remotely.
That's City Council President Jason Roger Williams. He said the council has been working on a plan for citywide Wi-Fi, and he recognized that they need to speed things up. Despite large purchases of laptops and hotspots, the district estimates that as many as 1 in 5 students may still be without internet access. Superintendent Henderson Lewis Jr. says that while the district can come up with temporary solutions, they need the city's help to permanently close this gap. Many speakers argued that the current school system, which is almost entirely composed of charter schools, has further exacerbated inequality for both students and teachers due to COVID-19. Some schools have become well-versed in remote learning and have robust safety plans in place, including full-time on-site nurses. Others don't. Speakers argued that low-income Black and brown students are more likely to attend schools where resources are limited, and teachers of color are more likely to be in harm's way. Councilmember Jay Banks argued that all schools should be required to have a full-time on-site nurse.
I think that this is of the importance that a medical professional needs to be there.
One tangible way the city hopes to address equity issues is by providing community learning hubs, spaces at libraries and community centers where low-income students can access Wi-Fi and engage in supervised learning while schools are closed. Council members also wrestled with Act 91, which grants charters autonomy and limits the district's authority. They discussed ways the district might exercise more oversight to ensure that safety standards are upheld and all members of the school community have the same resources and protections. Right now, schools are required to provide their reopening plans to the district for review to make sure they adhere to state standards. The district will also conduct site inspections throughout the year and respond to any reported violations. Adrian Dixon, an education researcher, spoke at the council meeting on behalf of New Orleans teachers and said that the district isn't exercising the power that they already have.
The process that Henderson Lewis laid out was appeared to be very convoluted, that there could be an infraction, you have to report it, they'll do an investigation. And how many, is that a 3-day process? Is it a 5-day process? In the meantime, how many people are getting sick over that?
At the end of the day, there were far more questions than there were answers. And one voice that was missing was students. Grace Ambrosi with the parent advocacy group Nuestra Voz acknowledged that Rethink, a group of Black youth organizers, had not been invited to present. In an open letter to the council and to Mayor LaToya Cantrell, Rethink wrote, "Without us, the future will not exist. We refuse to be ignored and tokenized any longer." In New Orleans, I'm Aubrey Juhas.